Things have changed regarding UFO sightings. When I was a kid, there were a lot of nuts who would dress up in silver suits and go to UFO conventions. You constantly saw them on the news, and when they were interviewed, they would say things like they came from Venus or aliens had given them a ride in their spaceships. Unfortunately, there were also UFO religions run by nut jobs who would convince their followers to do things like kill themselves. We seem to be on a lot firmer ground today. People who believe UFOs are alien machines come from all walks of life today and are a lot saner than some of the previous believers. It is hard to dispute the fact UFOs exist. To decide what percentage of people have seen a UFO, the so-called experts look to who filed reports. This really means nothing, since the great bulk of those who have witnessed a UFO never file a report. I remember when hundreds of people in Mexico admitted to seeing a UFO on a particular day. Guess how many reports were filed? 100, 50, 10? No, not even close, there were 3 filed. If the amount of witnesses was 200 and only 3 reports were filed, that would mean only 1.5% of those witnesses filed a report. This certainly is not the way to measure how many people have witnessed a UFO event. There is also the problem of people being prevented from filing a report. Remember the hundreds of people who saw a UFO over the O'Hare Airport in Chicago? Some of them were airline employees, and they were told not to talk about it to anyone, so they were prevented from filing a report. One did make an anonymous statement. While things are loosening up as far as reporting UFO sightings, they are still not loose enough. In 1986, a Japanese cargo plane was being flown by a very experienced pilot. A UFO began to toy with his plane. It would fly close behind him, on the side, and circle all around. The pilot became very worried and reported it. Some say it was 2 UFOs which took these actions. Anyway, the UFO chased the plane, and this went on for almost an hour. For his troubles and because he reported what happened, he flew a desk from that point on. Here is the strange part of all this: it turns out the same people in government agencies who were punishing people for reporting UFOs were actually investigating them. We know the US Navy was doing this because this information has just come out. Freedom of information requests have produced documents, such as one from the FBI written by Hoover, who wanted to be let in on all the UFO findings and sightings. I am sure many other governmental agencies in this country and in others was also investigating UFOs for many years while denying this for just as many. Could it be we are being strung along about UFOs and they really do not exist as alien machines and are really ours? There are some people who believe this is the case. The problem I see with that is the performance which has been noted. UFOs seem to be hundreds or even thousands of years ahead of our technology. From everything I see being reported about their flight characteristics, they certainly seem beyond anything we could do without killing the pilot because of the G-forces applied to some of those maneuvers. In other words, the pilot would be crushed by the force of gravity when making those violent turns and such. I think we have all heard the rumor which states it looks like extraterrestrials are about ready to reveal themselves to us. I have been hearing this for more years than I like to admit. It is almost like this is being fed to us yearly. It sort of reminds me of a story I saw years ago. In the story, the government had a pilot go through surgery to make him look alien. The next thing they did was put him into what looked like a spaceship so he could crash land in it and people would think they were seeing an alien when they saw him. I no longer remember the reason for this, but some believe there is a purpose in continually telling us the aliens are getting ready for a big reveal. Could this be a way to somehow hide our top secret weapons, that is, by making people believe they were alien? Could this ever be a worthwhile pursuit? Isn't it just easier to keep things in that area secret? It seems we are far better at keeping a secret than anyone would have imagined. One of the problems is some of those secrets are only being kept from us because they are known by the rest of the world's governments and maybe by rich aerospace industrialists. This seems to happen far too often. When a top-secret project is told about to us, it only means one thing, and that is foreign powers had already found out about it. Case in point is the SR-72. We were just told about that a week or two ago, and it looks like a plane we would have wanted to keep secret. It is said to be so fast it can fly at least 5 times the speed of sound. It was designed by the legendary Skunk Works, Lockheed Martin's secret facility. It may even be true the speed listed if far below what it is really capable of. Since the UFOs have been investigated since the end of World War II or before, you can bet we know a lot about them. Now that we know what is going on as far as the government agencies investigating UFOs, we have to realize people were hurt by the government and its disinformation campaign. People who had important sightings were made to look like idiots. Some lost their careers. If they were scientists, none of their peers would have anything to do with them after they made statements about UFOs being extraterrestrial. This was hypocrisy of the highest order by the government, who knew what was really going on. Remember, they came out with a Navy report proving the Navy was investigating UFOs, and after looking at the video which was released, it was obvious these objects were not ours. There are still a few people who mock anyone who says they saw a UFO, but there are not as many, and they are not as highly placed anymore, because of the breaking ranks where even some of these highly placed people want to know what is truly going on.